Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. Happy Friday. This is calling from Daytime After Dark. Welcome to our Friday night edition of Daytime After Dark. We will be talking to the wonderful and handsome and great-looking Andy Spears tonight. He's been on Bold and the Beautiful as Dustin Barber and on Days of Our Life as Lieutenant Wayne on, Days of Our Life. And I have a couple. Yes, I really want to ask him a lot about Days tonight and everything, and he was on Be Mary Jane also, so we are gonna just, wait for him and come on. And in other news, I don't know if we were on air to announce that Pia Hansen, General Hospital died, Lee Baldwin died this week, and also, there will be a lot of primetime shows coming to an end. As much as I love the summer, and I do, I just miss the summer, and I miss the summer. I love the summer, but I miss my prime time shows. So, yes, Chicago, everything right now, all Chicago Hope, Chicago Fire, Chicago, all full Chicago shows I love. And, like I said, we are waiting for Aaron to come on. And, so I hope everyone had a great week, great week. And I know it's Easter Sunday, so, that is something to look forward to. But, no, I'm looking forward to, The Fast and the Furious this weekend. I think I'm gonna go see it tomorrow. After we do our family thing. Yes, and let's see, hi, baby.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Aaron's not on yet.
Kiss to Ben Diesel for me.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
I cannot wait. I know it's probably more money to see it at night.
Yes.
But when was the last time I really got out on a Saturday night to do anything? Exactly. I don't remember. See, that's,
I can't remember.
See? Yeah, and that's why I think, hold on. And still not on.
Vince
so
just
keeps
pretending he's a bad guy, right?
What?
He's just pretending he's a bad guy, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he left me a Twitter message, 4 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Reminding him. So yes. So Maggie, what have you been doing lately?
All I've been doing lately, I caught up on my soaps, watching the nighttime shows. And Stupid Cubs were on Wednesday, so I couldn't see Designated Survivor. So I
Maggie, tell us how you feel about that one.
I am not happy because they interrupt General Hospital. This whole idea is, to me, stupid. We have sports channels. It doesn't need to be on Channel 7. Or ABC, I mean.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I mean, I'm glad the Mariners and the Seahawks were smart enough years ago to stop doing that.
Nice landing today. Got a hot slice off.
Well, you know what? Okay, I haven't seen it. I know it's bad. But you know what, you guys? Carson is going to look through this. Okay, people? Stop freaking out. Carson can deal with it. And you know what? I know everyone's mad at Carson about this. Stop putting yourselves in who and uses. What would you do? Would you, like, believe it? No. I mean, I think I will probably need to take a couple of days and think. The problem that I have with who's sleeping with Ugly.
That's what I have a problem with.
Okay. I meant Zach. Don't email me about it because I've never been a Zach fan. Ever.
Huh.
Maggie, have I ever said if I ever liked Zach to you?
No, you remember with Brenda when he was in Mary Brenda, I believe, back then?
Exactly.
Didn't like him back
then.
We love English.
Yeah.
The actor is great, but not her.
So let's get Bobby on for a second. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So what are you doing this weekend, my little Bobby?
Well, I'm going to actually have Easter dinner with my mom on Sunday, Easter brunch at some place as well. And by the way, before I get started, I tweeted to Frank and to Laura and Maurice and you everything about how I feel about Carson.
Mm-hmm.
However, I ran out of space so I could tell Frank, kill off Nellie the same way that Olivia did with Morgan.
I used up
my 140 words if I could get to that part.
Well, no, Bobby. Bobby, Maggie and I both appreciate what you're doing. Why, Maggie?
We sure do. Especially if
Jess
is multi.
Because it's hard for me to go off like... I would love to go off by now, but I can't. But all I have to say is I am so done with Australian men. They don't do anything for me. Wait. Hold on. Matt Cornyn is not the one that played Griffin. He's not Australian, right?
Griffin.
Yeah.
Ooh. What about him?
Hi, David. You're on the air for us, too.
Hi, David.
Hi, my dad, Cardi. Hi, Bobby. And Matt Griffin is not Australian.
No. Mac is, though, in real life, isn't he?
No. I think Tristan... Triskin Rogers, who last year was on YNR, is from Australia or England.
Yeah.
I can't tell with the accent. I know Fiona is from London.
Okay. So now I'm going to I like Australian actors. I just don't like docs. They all won't get me in trouble. David, what are you doing this weekend for Easter?
I'm going to church and then have a little cookout there afterwards.
Bobby, where are you going to Bunce, by the way?
Well, I'm going to, some restaurant out of Fort Bragg, and you know, since 9/11, you've been unable to get on certain military bases. Well, I think I got a special pass where I can be able to do that.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to have dinner at my mom's house. So, and then, of course, ahead of time, just in case I don't get a chance to talk to you before next Friday, I told you that I was going to be in Charlotte next week, so I'll probably
are looking forward to hearing about that.
The show. I'll probably be unable to do the show, and it will probably be kind of rude on my part to have an impromptu show where I would have one of the day stars be as a guest as far as an impromptu interview and stuff like that.
Right.
But Bobby, remember my phone number by heart. All you would have to do is call me and put me on the phone with one of them, and I will love you further.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm always thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm always thinking, but I don't want to catch you at a certain time on Saturday afternoon when you might be still sleeping
I don't care, Bobby. I don't care if it's a date. If it's a date still, yes, I want to be woken up for that. Blame me.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And you know,
is Ari gonna be there?
Speaking of date stars, I look forward to talking with Aaron and his guest ever comes on tonight. I look forward to talking to your guest. Speaking of date stars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. We are going to play a five-minute game. How many actors from Dates have we had on the show, meaning the guides? Can anyone guess?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maggie,
I know we had
Dave
Martinez.
I said Maggie goes first, Dave. Bobby, I said Maggie goes first. Maggie goes first.
Jory? From Dario. Excuse me. Naturally, our Abe. And Demo-san. Vincent one time.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Vincent Aladiri. I have never got to interview him.
We got to do him. We got to.
You know how about okay. We got to do him. And you know what? Okay, my mind is duty right now. Oh, my God. That sounds...
Good Friday.
I'm going to be good.
Behave.
I know.
It's Good Friday.
Okay, keep going.
Keep going? Well, I know for sure it was Aid and Dario. I don't think we had anybody else from Aid.
Oh, wait,
Wally.
Yes.
But Wally does double.
No,
Wally,
okay.
Yeah.
Bobby, how many Aid stars of guide did you think we've had?
Okay, I believe you had Patricia Dari on last week, but technically she's Bold and the Beautiful, but she's still with Days. And I think you had Marie Wilson a couple of times last year when she was Summer. And I also remember you having Wally Kirk, even though technically he's with General Hospital. And I think you had A. Martinez, and I think you had Abe also on there. And Jory, I remember talking to Jory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. David, how many do you think guides we had?
I remember 8, Wally, Jory, and 8, Jory, Wally.
Okay,
And yeah.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay, I will tell. Okay, we've had... Abe, we've had Eduardo, we had Dario, we had Justin, we've had Theo on, you know, Theo Penguin who plays
Yeah.
Demos, okay, we've had him on. I mean, that what happens in Arizona. Do will I wonder? Oh, God, yes. Let's see what. On the guide, yeah, but I mean, if you think about Aaron and Abe, and I mean, James, you know, when James, Aaron and Abe was in that scene the other day, I'm like, huh, my two favorite little guys that I interview all the time is, you know, on there. I kind of, that would be fascinating to see. Even though,
she got your paw on there. She got your paw on their neck.
Mm. Oh, my God, yes.
And I know that I got another suggestion that Dave started that you probably get on, even though she's kind of, you know, want to take time off with General Hospital and everything. Try to get Kirsten Storms on there, the former Belle, the former Maxie on General Hospital on the show, because it would be great to talk about, you know, stuff going on with Dave. And the new Abigail, I would love to have her on.
Well, and Bobby, you know, Kristen did not leave the dental hospital permanently.
Yeah.
I know
she's taking a break.
You know, she's been fighting.
The bigger question is, will they bring back,
you know,
Molly Burnett, or will they have to just see what happens a few months from now with the role of Maxie and far as the storyline go once Nathan returns?
Well, yeah, I mean, but you, I mean, you know, with you know, everything that you know, growing up, I mean, the endometriosis is the worst thing that really can, you know, happen because you know, because it's just painful, and I know you guys probably don't understand it because nothing like that ever happens to men. But for women, no, it's very hard to concentrate. And yeah, her skin can be breaking out because of it. You know,
right.
Because especially if you put her on like an injection, you know, it's really bad and your hormones are wasting and, you know, all of that. So,
right.
Okay,
babies.
Right. Because I do recall Melissa Clay Egan even admitting when she did the ProAct ads, something like that.
Hmm.
Wait, Melissa Clay Egan?
Yeah, well, because she did the ProAct commercials
Chelsea.
Along with Chris
Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it. You know, that, Melissa Clay Egan is one of my favorite people. When I was on the YNL set years ago, we were all done with the YNL set, and I got to meet Steve and Joshua. Well, he said hi to me, but he was in shooting with AV the day of the wedding. But so Melissa, my mom and I, and someone else, got on the elevator, and Melissa goes, can you hold the dough for me, please? So we have the dough for her, and I was talking her ear off, and my mom tried to apologize. Melissa goes, no, I've been on her, so she's so great. And then as we were coming out of the elevator, there was Steve Burton, who walked down the stairs. And I got a photo op with both of them. And I'm telling you guys, they are the two sweetest, you know, people in the world. And yeah, no, I did not get to meet Christoph that day because he was out of town.
You know, that's another person we need to get on. Maybe Melissa Claire sometime soon, or even the current Abby, Melissa Ori, get one of the Melissas from YNR on the show, because that would be great to just get a chance to get to know them better and talk to them. I know that it would be hard to get Eileen Davidson with her busy schedule with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills possibly filming next season and the show itself. But it would be great to get one of those three.
Beverly Hills.
You know, yeah, because I got keep talking, you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what would you do with right now because of the storyline with GH? Would you punish Nell, or do you think they're going to redeem her?
Well, as I said earlier, I ran out. Oh, I'm sorry. Punish. Well, I think they should punish her. But, however, I ran out of space before I could tell Frank and you all yesterday that I really think they should kill her off the same way that they did with Morgan, except don't have Olivia be involved, but just have like some sort of mystery, and it turns out to be come Ava's fault, because it kind of would be like it runs in the family, and what goes around comes around. I mean, that would be my opinion. I mean, I don't know if Ava would have any problems with Nell from my knowledge, from what I have seen, because I haven't, but that would be just something good. I mean, just as long as they don't kill off Kiki, because I love her. Just you can do away with
Kiki.
Nell, but don't do anything away from Kiki or Dylan, please.
No.
I think when Kiki, though, yeah, I think they'll do. They double. I agree with Maddie. Sorry, there's a Kiki in the air. Ping on. Yeah.
Yes. You're so sweet.
Yeah, I agree. Hi. I miss my Lucy code, though. I miss my Lucy code, though. That's my girl. Lucy.
But,
yeah. Can we talk Jane Elliott out of it?
What do you mean?
Cardi.
And to retire?
Well,
oh, yeah.
You know what? Okay. You know what? How I feel about that is, what?
He got a message on the Game Show Network showing high with Game Show Game Night next Monday. Start next Monday.
Game Night is finally back. Oh, okay. Is it on NBC?
I think it's rerun on Game Show Network. I mean, maybe rerun.
Oh, okay. Well, and,
this is what anyway.
You know what I love? I love
that Monday.
Yeah.
Not bad, but I think it's three runs.
Yeah, but as far as Jane Elliott retiring from GH, I feel like we're going to miss somebody right there. I mean, I know that when Tony Gearing left the show 2 years ago, we had a discussion on this program, a much similar situation to what we have now with Jane.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I recall, it was you, and I'm gonna guess it was either David and also Carly and I and a couple other people who haven't called into the show in a while, but I won't name them. But but we were like talking about Tony Gearing leaving and how this was kind of a waste with Jeannie Francis returning back as Laura and everything else, how the reunion could have been easily handled. However, I think they're going to just send off Jane in a nice send off. Maybe
I hope so.
Not
to come back.
Yeah, but maybe just something interesting. I just hope that they don't do anything tragic like kill Tracy off or anything like that.
No more death.
The thing is, and you people got to admit, you have the leading actors and actresses in a fun Bernalo storyline for years without really taking a vacation. And for that is really, really hard because, it's crazy.
Right.
I hope they keep
the
door open, though.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm
hoping these rumors are true, But it looks like Anthony Geary is on his way back. So I'm saying exit. And if that is true, I want to have a Sunny and Luke moment. We need a Sunny and Luke moment. Sunny, you know what? If Luke was in town right now, none of this nail set would be going on. He would help his best friend. And, you know, possibly he would. He never liked Zach. He never liked Jerry. Jerry threw him off the thing a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
his hurt back.
I might be old school. I might be old school here, but I wouldn't mind seeing a Luke and Laura reunion one last time after all we're coming up to almost 4 years. But it's going to be hard to get
Bobby
out of retirement and everything else. And the last thing you want for him to be in the same situation that we saw Jeanne Cooper over on Young and Restless was, where they just worked themselves to death.
And then, you know, but Bobby, they need a break, right, Maggie? And you know what?
She need a break. I just want the door open so she can there. So
yeah, and that's why I think that, you know, the door is going to be open. So especially, you know, for Ned and Olivia's upcoming wedding, you know, and if Dylan, Dylan and Kiki get married like I want them to, because for me, I love Kiki, I love Haley Ann in the Kiki role.
It's perfect.
I did not like Kristen Alderson that much in the Kiki role.
No, it was like
because for me it was, you know, Kiki had made, the role,
Haley.
I agree.
What haven't Finn met Nina or Kiki yet? They haven't seen them yet. Finn or Kiki, they haven't met yet. You've been on the show for
sure
years.
Sure, we had them. We
had met.
It's good for you to get
Kiki, Kiki, Finn, or Nina.
Right.
Nobody brought that up. They like titles.
She's got to be home.
They haven't met Kiki yet.
Well,
yeah.
And you know.
My favorite,
really. Lately has been, you know, watching YNL and watching DH and, YNL lately has been so good and,
I agree.
You know, I am team,
Chelsea,
Nick and Chelsea, I love them, you know, and I don't want to hear, Adam coming up. Coming back. Adam could
don't get me started on
Casey Sterren
either.
Well, Adam could come back.
Don't get me started on Casey
Sterren.
I'm there for Sharon and Nick together. I'm happy. I like Sharon and Nick together. I can't pin Nick and Sharon. Enough for that. No more reunion with Nick and Sharon. I didn't like it. It's tiring. It's my dad, but like, don't put Sharon and Nick together.
You know, Carly, I was watching Days on Monday, the last day of our friend A. Martinez's appearance on the show, and I will tell you, the last 30 minutes of the show, I think literally Galen, Jordy, and Camille, and even Abe himself, all nailed it. And I'll tell you, if they just went with the Emmy nominations and just gave out the Emmys in June or July, like they did a couple of years ago, I believe you would have saw some potential Emmy-nominated actors from just that scene right there. I mean, it could be possible that next year could be something interesting to look up, but it would be interesting to see how that happens as far as the daytime Emmys go for next year, especially considering the fact that Camille might likely move from young to supporting actress, and I think. The others might be competing either supporting or lead actors.
Well, I'm enjoying, and you know, I felt those scenes with A and Gabby so much. I mean, I was crying, you know, and if you guys remember, people, well, I really got A back in daytime. It was me bitching with him for like a year. Why, Maggie, about him coming back in daytime? I needed. I saw that ball rolling. It wasn't me. It wasn't anyone else because by now I kind of want to be a little egotistical. But you know what? You know, and the next person I want back in daytime, and Maggie knows what I'm going to say, is Zayeti Peck. I miss him in daytime.
Yes.
You know, everyone knows he's my guardian angel for the soul. And I just believe, but you know, yeah, do I want him back as Cole? So that would work. But I just think,
Cole and Victoria.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
That
I'm picturing in my head right now.
I don't think that will work.
Yeah. You know what? You know what?
No.
You know what? About a year ago when we had Tony Walker on the show, I was asked, I was probably the one that was responsible for getting her back on daytime, especially on General Hospital, because I suggested to her either General Hospital or Days or one of the CBS soaps. And sure enough, I was the one that got her back on. I think we could see the exact same thing if one night we get Jen Lilly or maybe Allison Sweeney.
I know Allison would be
hard with her Hallmark Channel movies and stuff, and will be hard with Jen trying to come back to daytime with the fact that she wants to be focused on movies and prime time more than daytime. Especially if General Hospital is interested in recasting the Massey role and having to offer it to her if there's a possibility. I doubt that that's going to happen.
No.
Because I know Kirsten will come back soon. And if not,
definitely,
they can likely look for Jen or Molly to just take over that role or somebody else to take over that role.
No, we need Mac. She'll be back. She will definitely be back. She just needs a little time right now.
Like I said about, like what I said about all these actors we have mentioned, In my opinion, you know, they work all these actors to their death by, you know, not giving them a little, you know, time, you know, off screen. I mean, for the last year,
right.
I could
right.
name
right, 20. Right. I'll give you one example, R.N. Sucker on Days.
Oh,
I can understand why she
favorite.
Wants to leave the show. And some people are going to say, oh, it's because of what happened with the Donald Trump anti-Hollywood situation before Trump became president. No, it's not that. It's because she wanted to just focus on something else, because she's been on daytime television for off and on for 20 years, and she needs a break.
Yes.
Come back, please.
Have
your break.
Back.
It's fine with me. Just come back.
In all the interviews I've seen, you know, Ollie is not saying she will never come back. No, she's not saying that. Give her a break. You know, I mean, you work people into, you know, their death in daytime. I mean, really, I think if they gave Zeni and Cooper a little more time off, you know, I mean, and first of all, I'm not saying Young and the West is killer by any means.
No.
But if, you know, but if you give them a, you know, because I know, you know, Mo, Laura, you know, Drake, Dave, Deidre, Eric Braden, Melody Thomas Scott. You know, sometimes you just need
time
you
off.
Know, you just
rest.
Need
rest.
Yeah, you need to be, you know, restful.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
everything.
I'll give you two examples from GH. We saw with Tony Geary. Now, the first time he took time off was because he had back surgery and then came back only to announce his retirement a couple of months later. And a lot of people can say maybe, well, Jane Elliott is not going to be that way, and I don't think Jane could be ending up in the same position that Tony was, or in the same position that what killed Jeannie Cooper. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm not going to try to jinx Jane and just predict her own death or anything like that. I don't want to do that, as if we have enough celebrity deaths in 2016 and already going on right now to deal with.
Ever bit, no. Maybe they're going to go up to Amsterdam, Luke and Tracy.
That'd be great.
What? I just love her and I don't want to lose her. So.
No, I know!
I would think
But people don't know that Jane Elliott was on Days of Our Life and Wally and Her Beloved on there.
Yeah,
mom.
Tracy, they put Robin Strasser in the role. Robin Strasser would be good to come on your hospital. Put her in the role, Jane Elliott. Well, no,
right.
Baby.
Her screen debut was with My Elvis in Change Your Habits, a movie. She was a nun in it.
Know.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, I never seen that.
You gotta see it.
I don't think I've seen that.
And
yeah,
it's on there introducing Jane Elliott.
Yeah. I do remember when maybe 1 year old, and this is telling you how far back, I remember she and Deidre Hall were both on the Electric Girls show.
Yes.
Back in the day. I tell you how old I was to remember a Saturday morning cartoon like that.
70, that was in 70, 79, right? 78, 7. I remember that.
Yeah.
That's a girl and Diana.
I do remember that. That tells you how old I am to remember Saturday morning cartoons like that.
Yeah, I am too.
Because I was only 1 year old when that came out.
We watched it in utero. My mothers were carrying us.
And then speaking of cartoons I grew up watching, that brings me very quickly, if I can change subject, I saw the new Smurf movie just a few hours ago. The new Smurf movie is pretty good. It's not like the previous sequel Smurf movie or anything like the old cartoons from the 80s, but just was a good movie. And I think Carly, if you can just take your nieces there, and you can take your godchildren, Maggie, there, and Maggie, you take your grandchildren. It's a good film.
I would love to take my nieces to that film, but it happens I'm all in Idaho, and I could take the little girls, but.
Right.
I have three nieces here and my nephew and then my brother and sister in law have five and they adopted a foster son. He was 13 and we are really close and. That's who I'm going to the movie with tomorrow is, we are going to hit the family function. And, because it's, it's kind of boring when the only one you can hang out with is with your grandmother at family functions. And I hang out with grandma,
I saw him. We played today. I saw Hidden Fences. It was a good movie. Hidden Fences. Hidden Fences. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you can always get the Smurf movie on DVD when it comes out later on this year, either at your local store on DVD or Blu-ray or through Netflix or Amazon or wherever online streaming service that you have where you order videos online for rent and stuff like that.
I didn't like the Asmus movie. I didn't like it. with better time.
Well, maybe in a couple months from now when it comes out available for DVD, for streaming, or even for viewing on pay-per-view or in your red box or whatever, maybe you can just get that, Carly and Maggie, so you can show your grandchildren or my nieces and nephews film.
My baby will be 2 months old Sunday.
I did cartoon.
Maggie, does that mean you will be seeing him on Sunday?
I hope so.
I know he's not gonna understand the whole Easter thing.
Funny.
But yeah, but when we were growing up, my grandparents had a really big farm. I mean, it was a barn and everything. And they used to hide Easter eggs all over it. And then they would do a couple of plastic ones and put money in them. Like
candy?
Some quarters, dollars. And they put like only two or three, like $20 ones and $150. And yes, I found the 51, don't worry. But yeah, that's
baby.
Well, you know what happened, Maggie. Granny pointed. I mean, it wasn't really fair how he did it, but you know, but yeah, they did that for a lot of years, and then it was fun because Saturday before Easter, we always went over and colored the eggs. You know, I'm sorry, that is one thing I do miss about coloring eggs. I found this fun because I would color the eggs all different colors.
Me too.
And people don't know me because I was floating. Like I would dip in red, and then I would dip in blue, and people would get mad at me because
makes purple.
Well, I know, but because I would double dipping.
I triple dip.
Double dip. You double dip.
I triple dip.
Double dip.
I triple dip.
You know.
I double dip.
Yeah, I never.
Double dip.
I guess
my daddy and I always did it.
I think since I brought up cartoons from the 70s and 80s and now Easter eggs, you bring up my childhood. It's just bring your just childhood memories night on this show, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, this is one way if we don't have a guest to just talk about anything to soap and stuff like that. But
especially with Easter coming. I mean, after all, it's just a big candy holiday.
It's crazy, you know, because, I mean, Easter is really good, except I have never liked ham. I despise ham more than any other food besides peas, but I do not like ham. Okay, who's on the ham train?
I love ham.
Bobby... Well, I know you do, Mom. Bobby,
I love ham, especially those honey hams. I like those honey baked hams. So.
Get you the hot, get cold, get hot, you make a sandwich.
That
makes soup out of bone.
I usually like to have ham sandwiches every now and then.
I will tell you why I'm so anti-ham. Growing up, you know, my mom and dad didn't have a lot of money, and my dad would bake a ham, and for like 2 weeks, he would make ham seed sandwiches. Okay, I hated that. I hate that message. You know, growing up, my parents made spaghetti so much because I was cheap. So, again, you know, I mean, I will make spaghetti every once in a while. But when you're a kid, your parents do OD you on a couple of things like that. I mean, really? But, You know, I mean, but, you know, I do. Okay, who likes Easter eggs? I mean, double eggs. Who likes them?
I do.
Doubles. I love doubles.
I love hard-boiled eggs. I love double eggs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who does it?
You know,
today I was thinking about making an egg salad sandwich, but
mm-hmm.
didn't have enough eggs, so I ended up making instead a tuna sandwich for lunch today, and I felt better.
Wait,
so,
Bobby, thanks, Bobby, sweetheart, how many eggs did you have left?
Well, I only had like three that would have been enough for just myself, because I wanted to make some for my roommates, and I didn't have enough eggs to make that big of a sandwich for
right.
five people.
So
the
jellyfish
okay.
works.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing I love about eggs is, you know, you can always doll up, you know, double eggs. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm a pepper fanatic, and, you know.
Now you got me hooked.
What?
Now you got me hooked.
I did? I didn't know that. I'm proud of
my eggs now.
Well, because growing up, I don't know. I mean, salt, I'm not saying salt is bad. But I just always feel like, you know, yeah, I mean, I put pepper on everything. Well, okay, no, I mean, non-dessert or whatever.
Cakes.
No, talking about cakes.
Yes.
I'm turning into a baker, you guys. Yes.
Yay.
I cannot cook to save my life. At all. But I have been making cupcakes all week because of what's going on with Carlson. I was, I had to get off Twitter. I was getting upset that I made cupcakes. And I, you know, and Megan, you need to talk to me afterwards because I need to stop fasting them every day. Like, I had mom on fasting tube thing the other day.
No. The
so
stress
you
of the
need
first
talk, you talk to me later about that because, you know, like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, the best fasting recipe. Like, I've been playing around with it all week.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone... What?
Don't your hand.
What do you mean?
Don't your hand. Don't your hand.
Mm-hmm. Don't
your
hand.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. Well, I know, but, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to be a snob, but I have never really liked frosting that comes in the can.
Oh, good.
Because... You can make it.
Get butter, sugar, salt, ready.
You know,
my daddy calls a poor man's cake. We used to have graham crackers. And he put frosting at it. Buttercream frosting.
Oh my God, yes, that's what we did growing up.
Mm-hmm. That was our cake.
And growing up, okay. So growing up, you know, my parents made us, like, pancakes and waffles, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, not every day, but, like, on weekend. Mm-hmm. We had my mom, you know, we went out of,
maple syrup.
Yeah, maple syrup. You know, we would put brown sugar on
mm-hmm.
our pancakes. And then... Okay, and then if you fry an egg and put it on top of your pancake, you get the sweet and savory kind of thing. I don't know if you guys are into the whole sweet and savory thing, but you know, I kind of like stuff. What about you guys?
I like sweet and spicy and sweet and salty and sweet and savory stuff. Yeah.
I had some honey nuts with peanuts today. Honey roasted peanuts.
In fact, I love the sweet and spicy trail mix. It's pretty good. I like that.
Because
I like trail mix either sweet and spicy or sweet and salty or anything like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is true. And, Bobby, next week when you go to the Dave's event, how many events are you going to, or what is it like?
All I'm doing is I'm doing this mix and mingle meet and greet photo shoot on that Saturday, and I'm going to probably maybe have a couple of drinks, and I think, as far as I know, we have like a lip sync battle. I don't know if it's going to involve the fans or just the stars. I don't know yet about that, and I don't even know if there's going to be karaoke involved where you can get involved, or you can just pick a star and you two can sing a song or something like that. But that's something I would love to do is karaoke, especially since I know that Nalia Bordeaux, even though she is a couple months pregnant, I don't know if maybe she might be interested in singing, because I don't know if in her condition right now, if she's probably going to be willing enough to do a lot of the dancing and moving around since she's about to have another baby and stuff.
Well, Bobby, just because you're pregnant,
you can do anything.
I just mean nothing that's serious or anything like that that might cause her to lose it or anything like that.
Well, true. I mean, when you get pregnant, you have to be careful. But Bobby, are you staying somewhere? For the weekend, or are you gonna be coming home?
I'm staying in the Sheraton Hotel in Charlotte. If you text me to ask if I'm doing the show next Friday night, I probably will not be able to get a chance to be on because they're going to be background noise.
Are you staying in the hotel room by yourself or what?
I have somebody else that's actually going to be with me. We're leaving like at 8:00 Friday morning, and I'm probably just going to load up on maybe a couple of things at one of the stores, and then when I get close to the store, I stop by at 7-Eleven. And just get me either a Big Golf or one of those Slurpees, depending on how warm it is, and then just go straight into Charlotte and just have lunch at Dave and Buster's and play those games and stuff like that. And then go back to the hotel room in time to just work out and maybe get some dinner, especially at that one restaurant, which, thanks to guy on Food Driving and Dines, there's a restaurant, a barbecue restaurant in Charlotte. And if there's anybody listening to this show that's from Charlotte that wants to be my friend, you can friend me or tweet at me, and you'll probably know what I'm talking about. It's called The Improper Pig. This was on Food, Diners, and Drive-Ins a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sorry, I didn't mean you. Oh, my God. I saw that episode.
Yeah. I'm going to go there and just try maybe their nachos, because I heard their nachos are pretty good from what one of the Charlotte radio stations told me about. Maybe try, but I don't think, but I tell you, a couple of months ago, and I'm just happy to be lucky to have another restaurant that was featured on the show that I live just maybe a 5-minute walk or maybe a 2-minute drive is Metro Diner. They opened the Metro Diner in Fayetteville right down the street from where I am, just a 2-minute drive, and I tried everything but the meatloaf there that they advertised on the show. So I look forward to maybe just trying out the barbecue nachos and just seeing if what they said on the show was true and everything else. Because originally I was going to go there to watch a Hornets playoff game, but because the Hornets is not in the playoffs, I might watch the Bulls play if they play Friday night against Boston and Chicago. So,
well,
I haven't seen the NBA schedule for the playoffs yet, but if the Bulls play Friday night against Boston and Chicago, I'll probably watch that. Otherwise, if it's Thursday night at 9:30 or 8 o'clock, I might watch maybe a quarter or two and then go to bed, then probably watch the rerun on NBA TV or late in the night on TNT if I get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and watch it. But other than that, I'm just having a fun weekend in Charlotte, and I look forward to maybe seeing some of the day stars. And I'm definitely going to be the first one to congratulate Nadia, because originally I wanted to write to her and congratulate her on her second child, but because of the fact that if I sent the letter in now, she probably won't get it into, like, before she go on maternity leave, it would be kind of too late. So I'm just going to send
right.
that in a letter that got returned back to me and a Mother's Day card and a thank you note. And I'm going to just send it all at once to give her to her at the event.
Right.
Well, yeah, and Bob, and you got to remember that after 9/11, the studios is so careful with mail.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because
I learned that the hard way when I was writing to Jessica Biel and Beverly Mitchell when they were on Seventh Heaven after 9/11. So you have to be careful. When Jessica Biel was still on Seventh Heaven,
they are trying. The thing is, 9/11 thing, a lot of how the mail is, and you cannot send, cupcakes or anything to the TV on the stations anymore.
I send it to your birthday card.
Oh,
right. Well, I do remember.
I'm breaking up.
What?
I do remember sending Nadia a Starbucks card for her and her ex-boyfriend, Brandon Beamer, who was both on
mm-hmm.
Days. I take that back. She was on Days, and he was on the Bowling and Beautiful at the time. And I just had
right.
and Nadia wrote me back and said thank you very much for it. And Ariane Zucker thanked me for a Toys R Us card that she and Kyle used on her daughter when she was, like, 2.
Hmm.
Well, you know, and
I know the same thing with Heather Tom and she enjoyed and Bold and Beautiful when they were on the show too, and they enjoyed and they said we got something for the kids and thank you very much in return. So
yeah.
I was just careful to more limited to gift cards than having to send big packages out or anything like that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
birthday card every year, and Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, from
her birthday on Monday, Nikki. Larry Thomas got her birthday Monday. Monday, 18th.
I just sent her a letter just the other day. I wish that I could have just held that letter for this weekend and write to her because I just sent her a letter just the other day. But I can always thank her on Twitter since she has a Twitter account and probably ask her if she wants to do so. Anytime soon. I know she has a busy schedule to take care of her grandkids and with YNR and with her husband being busy with YNR and stuff like that.
This time of year, it's really hard for I think it's really, really, really hard for a lot of, TV stars, actors right now because, it's really, 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 bad. Oh, and remember, you guys, that May 2nd is NCIS.
When again, I'm sorry, when's the May what? May the 2nd?
What?
You
no,
said something
May
about May and then my phone beeped. May 2nd?
Wait. No, that was from 2 years ago. Okay, hold on. What is everyone's favorite part-time show right now?
Okay.
I have a few. Big Bang Theory, Two Book Girls, and Bates Motel. And all ABC shows.
Well, I don't watch a lot of prime time, but because other than Zoo, which is coming back this summer, I think I'm just mainly focused on that when I watch it on DVR. But I do want to watch sometime Modern Family but I haven't got a chance to watch this season's Life in Pieces that much. Even though I will probably watch it mainly because of two reasons: because summer Hunter King is on the show, and two because it's an interesting show. But that's something I need to get back into watching. And speaking
what about
of,
you, what about
of,
you, Megan?
Right. I'm sorry.
All in Chicago shows. Very much Chicago Fire.
Yeah,
and
yeah, definitely.
The Designated Survivor, I love.
I like it too.
Kiefer.
I like it too.
Very, very good. And Grey's, I thought was dull for a little bit, but it's really pushing it. But of course, my other favorite scandal.
Yeah. Well, Mandy,
really
I missed the Grey's episode that Jen Lilly was on because we had her hurricane update because we were dealing with Hurricane Matthew that night. And I had to tell Jen Lilly the next night on another show about that. And I told you about and she understood.
Yes,
so.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, I love all the Chicago shows. I love Blue Bloods, NCIS LA, and Grey's Anatomy, I do like Designated Survivor, and it cuts up. I do like Modern Family and Blackish and Life in Pieces.
There was one more show I like also, Carly, that I haven't got a chance to watch the second season of, but I watched a lot of the first season, Dr. Ken, because one, I love Ken John. Yeah, I love that show. It's funny, I love Ken John only because he was the Wolfpack sworn enemy in the Hangover movies, and I seen him in the second ride-along movie with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. And he is funny. He's nothing like any of his movie characters, which would be a badass or anything like that. He's nothing like the movie characters. He is just funny as hell.
Yes, he is. Especially if the boat was good, too. Especially if the boat.
The only thing I have against Ken John is he went to Duke and I went to Carolina, and I noticed that during the Christian Leighton documentary on ESPN about the whole Duke Carolina rivalry. But other than that, I'm cool with Ken. As long as he doesn't end up acting like Leslie Chow, everything is fine.
Congratulations,
good
Bobby.
I'm so excited, too.
Bobby, what shows did you watch on the Food Network?
Well, you know, I don't really watch the Food Network because I did watch a lot of the cooking shows in the afternoon. And I also watched back in my time the Iron Chef shows because I think the person that told me about this was former One Life Live star and Tony Winner actress Katie Hauptman. She told me watch Iron Chef America because I'm gonna be on there that in the episode about the week before it aired, and then I just switch over there the next week that it was aired. So, and told her that it was good and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm in love with Guy Fieri, and I love Driver Dives, and I love Guy in Grocery Game, and I like Valerie Home Cook, Valerie Bertinelli, and the Pioneer Woman,
like Sandra Lee cooking shows, because Sandra did well, but she haven't been doing the shows because she's gone from Food Network for a couple of years now. And I know Rachel Ray got her start on Food Network, but now she's focused more on the morning show that she does. And that's the reason why she had to cut back on her Food Network shows.
I like Food Network. Yeah, I watched it. Prison Break is a good show. Prison Break.
I can't get over it.
I know, it's good.
Why can you not get
Prison Break with Michael. He's in jail in a
prison.
Yeah. Wasn't the guy that tried to kill Sam on GH on Prison Break for a while, and is he still on there?
No.
I can't remember the actor's name, but all I remember was he was trying to kill Sam and Mort and Jason.
Right. That was the last year. Listen, this year so far isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's really, they're really doing a good. If you love the first one, you'll like this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. That's like an action. Yeah.
Well,
and you know.
Gotham's back.
I just got a text. You know, I think maybe Aaron got held up at the studio. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you can never control those things. So we will have him back on in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And,
That'd be good. Because I would love to ask him, and I might ask Galen next week when I see him, what's it like to... work with him, because I would like, and how will he compare working with Galen, who is Rafe on Days of Lives, versus working with Donna on Bold and Beautiful? And what was it like to work with Patricia Darby? I forget Nancy on Days and Shirley on Bold and Beautiful.
Really?
I've worked with both of them since he had connection with both shows.
Well, sure.
And, I mean, I don't know if he's still on Bold and Beautiful or not, but it would be nice to just ask him what it was like to work with Patricia Darby. I can't pronounce her name. Nancy on Days.
Patricia Darby.
Yeah. So, nice to ask
that question. Bobby, okay, so you like Rachel Galen gonna be there? Is Eric, the one that played Brady, gonna be there?
Yeah, he's gonna be there. Maybe I can talk to him about him giving me a tease on what's gonna happen with Nicole and Brady
What you need to do. What you need to do is get them on this show, and then we can grill them like a grilled sea sandwich.
Well, the only person I'm going to grill is Chloe. And I haven't seen much of Chloe in the last 2 weeks because of the situation with Abigail and Ted, and with Claire and Tripp and Kayla and Steve Joey and Jade. I haven't seen much of Chloe since it's been basically involving those guys in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wait, hold on, you guys. Hi, you're on mail.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are you? Sorry for the late call. I got tied up, but I'm here.
Okay, we can reschedule it for a week, because we are going to, the time we're on out here, we only, have 5 minutes left of the show this week.
Cool, yeah. Well, I tell you what, we can do this. One or two things.
We can definitely reschedule,
and I can also give you the 5 minutes that I have right now, if you like.
Oh, yeah, why don't we reschedule, and I will, Twitter you tonight about some more possible dates.
Sounds awesome. And once again, I apologize. Things happened in the family earlier today, and it threw the entire day into a different spiral. So.
Oh, no, Aaron, we understand.
I just want to say one quick thing, Aaron. You're doing a great job on Days. I saw you the other day on Monday. And you did an excellent job. Probably probably just as great as what the Hernandez family did in that episode Monday. That's all I got to say.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I
truly appreciate it.
We love the Hernandez.
Yeah, I mean, we love, and you know how much I love you on B&B. But,
thank you.
I'm glad you're on Days of a Life, but when we interview, yes, I cannot wait to ask you more questions about that. And you, you know, you joining Days of a Life is like a really awesome thing, and we love seeing you more than, you know, 15 minutes that we always saw you on board. We love this character.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And ironically, I'll be going back to Bold and Beautiful as well, I think next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some episodes coming up next week. So we'll keep on pushing.
Got more paper,
I'll definitely look for the email with the other dates. And once again, I apologize, but we will make it happen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, I would ask you about you working with Nancy and Shirley on both shows, but I'll just say that for the next time you come on.
Right on. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, Aaron, I will direct message you tonight with a couple of more possible dates.
Yes, indeed. Sounds awesome. You guys have a great weekend and a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you and
okay,
your family.
Perfect. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
God bless.
All right.
See, I know something happened, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, and, you know,
that's
you,
really
I mean,
follow.
Yeah, and, you know, because, I mean, you know, you guys know how Blog Talks works. You know, there was no way I can ever, you know, set another owl. You know, I mean, you know, because of this, you know, it's just crazy. It's been a really, really crazy.
I know, because I wanted to ask Diva Days a comment about one of the day shows I saw last week when I saw Thomas with Abigail and Chad, and they didn't get to my call because they ran out of time. So I understand. We just communicate back and forth on Twitter on that thing. So because I was going to tell her about because I was going to tell them about the Charlotte trip as well, but they ran out of time.
Oh.
Well, you know, and you know, you guys, I will get him back on. He said for me to direct message them. So I will do that, and why don't we end it here, because, you know, I don't want to lose my voice, and, you know, I hope everyone has a really good weekend, and we will be back next week.
I'll be here. I'll be there.
Okay, well, we lost
good night,
Bobby.
Everyone.
Okay,
yeah.
Night. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Carl. Good night, baby.
Good night.
Happy Easter.
That's so fun. You held it all the way. Thank you.